Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is denying any knowledge of a purported prisoner swap involving the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed in a recent NBC News interview that he had agreed to a prisoner swap deal involving Navalny and several Western Russian prisoners. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Monday.
We have not heard a Russian official raise Navalny as part of a prisoner swap in any of those conversations.
Putin said he agreed on the condition that Navalny never returned to Russia, but that, unfortunately, he died before the exchange could become reality. The scale of suffering among Palestinians trapped inside Rafah by the Israeli military is prompting the Biden administration now to call on a change of approach by Israel in their ongoing war against Hamas. Sullivan told reporters Israel needs to listen to those who would offer more care and support for Palestinian civilians who are now reportedly in imminent danger of starving to death in droves.
Rafah is a primary entry point for humanitarian assistance into Gaza from Egypt and from Israel. An invasion would shut that down, or at least put it at grave risk.
Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas. Lakin Riley's father is speaking out in the aftermath of his daughter's very high-profile murder at the University of Georgia.
I feel like she's being used somewhat politically.
Jason Riley speaking Monday on NBC's Today Show.
It makes me angry. She was much better than that. She should be raised up for the person that she is.
Lakin Riley was allegedly killed by an attacker who was in the country illegally. Some U.S. Capitol police officers will be wearing body cams for the next 6 months. The agency's begun a pilot program that will have around 70 officers wearing body cams for the next 180 days. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Local law enforcement officers in Texas will not be able to arrest suspected illegal immigrants, at least not yet. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding an earlier stay on the controversial state law. Supreme Court justices issued a statement saying the stay will remain in effect pending further order of the court. Texas has been in a legal fight with the Biden administration over who holds the authority to enforce immigration law at the U.S. southern border, state authorities or just Federal Border Patrol. The U.S. Supreme Court was asked to weigh in. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Justice Samuel Alito.
It's treating Facebook and these other platforms like they're subordinates.
Arguments heard Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information about the 2020 election and the COVID-19 pandemic. Nearly 1,000 Americans have reached out to the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence is plunging that nation into chaos. A State Department spokesperson said people have been filling out crisis intake forms online. The U.S. continues to try to get people out on chartered flights. More than 30 Americans were evacuated Sunday to Miami. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Nicole McCaw is going to be joining us in just a moment. And the question is, why is President Biden more concerned about climate programs than stopping the border crisis? She's the producer and host of Border Wars. Nicole, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me on today. Thank you.
Well, great to have you here. So what is going on? I mean, in Biden world, up is down, down is up. Nothing ever seems to make sense. And this is just another example of the non sequitur that's going on between this administration. Yet he's so frustrated that the American people just aren't tracking with him.
Absolutely. You know, this is a question that I had in my mind 2 years ago when I started this journey heading down to the border. I took a very small film crew. I'm the director and producer. And when we got there, something that I discovered over the last year and a half working with three-letter agencies from state to state, different private eyes in Houston, down on the Blade, over from Miami, going undercover into the strip clubs there. And we found that, in fact, the government is complicit in child trafficking and the fentanyl coming into the country. My friend, we're losing 400 Americans a day to a one-time use of fentanyl.
This is so tragic on so many levels. The fentanyl, the amount of deaths that are being reported, illegal immigrants killing our citizens in every state of the union, sex trafficking. Is there anything good coming out of our open borders?
I would like to point out that there are many unsung American heroes out there who are coming together, whether that's getting people to sign up for their local elections, getting those to run on their city councils and local places like their states to run for office, and getting involved locally. That is something that I saw state to state that people aren't talking about. Here's another fun fact that I discovered as well, that it only took 2% of the colonial population to create the Continental Army, who was the largest and most strategized, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. God uses a remnant time and time again, and we see the danger that is no longer lurking. It is amongst us. And it's causing people to do something they otherwise wouldn't do, and that is get involved. It's the old Pareto principle, if you remember, Nicole, that 20% gives you 80% of the effort. And that is a longstanding mathematical equation. And so it's always the minority that saves the majority. And for a time such as this, this is what we need, because it is amazing that the system, the infrastructure, the supply chain of all this illegal activity and all this danger, it is well pronounced. Our government's involved with it. NGOs are involved. Catholic Charities, people that you think,
yes,
well,
sir.
No, that's Catholic Charities, right? They should be watching out for all this. Wait a minute. But they're not. They're all, for whatever reason, that they've got justified in their brains to think that they're doing a good thing when they're bringing people here who are, and this is the thing that I bring up repeatedly, Nicole, and I'm sure our audience, because this is probably one of the few places that you hear that this is consistently brought up, and that is the immigrants that come here are not, you know, like the immigrants that went into Ellis Island. These are immigrants that when they cross the border, they are beholden to the cartel. They have no solidarity.
Correct.
There's no idea of assimilation, right?
No, you're absolutely correct. And I thought, you know, I'm from inner city Detroit. I always thought my entire life, everybody coming at the border was from Mexico. This is what I thought. So when we went down there, and one night we collected over 150 nations' passports, photos, sonograms, coins. Now, if you're coming from a second and third world country, how, and you have no food and water, how did you get here this far up through Mexico to the border? Now,
exactly.
Here's what we found. Yes, right. Maps that are being provided by the Red Cross showing people safe passages that, in fact, are wide open and not a secure border for them to come into. And something even more wild is that just in one night, we detained 100 illegals. 48 were men. The rest were children. Children, and I'm not talking 16. Mm-hmm. I'm talking 12, 10, 9, 8, 5. The rest were children zip-tied and sedated. So when our linguist asked them,
oh, wow,
where's the mom? All 48 men, they told me they're getting a divorce. And I said, at 3:32 a.m.? At the Texas-Mexico border, you are correct. The people who are coming in are working with the cartels. They are muling in this fentanyl. But here's one side I would love to point out, is that in the United States, we have 699 million registered guns. We have 25 trillion rounds of ammunition and at least 81 million voters who are ready for anyone who's trying to do something bigger than one or two individuals. And I do feel as soon as one of these individuals step across that jurisdiction line, they're going to mess around and find out how serious we are about our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, but here it is. Meanwhile, you've got the Democratic Party, Joe Biden et al., trying to take away our Second Amendment rights, even though we had the 29th state go along with a constitutional carry, although it's, I mean, everybody has their own little definition of that. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, we still have half the country that has restricted gun usage. And this is, you know, this is what happens when totalitarian governments take over. One of the first things they do is take away the guns, and then you're reliant on them to secure, when already we know that they can't. Even local sheriffs are grateful in some areas. You know, they demand that if you have concealed carry, that you should carry. You must carry. If you don't, you know, you can be in trouble with the local sheriff, because they understand. They, you know, in a situation, a life and death situation that's measured in seconds, and the police show up 19 minutes later, they're not there to save you. They're there to recover bodies.
Mm, absolutely. You know, a question I think on every, a lot of Americans' minds, I don't want to say everyone, a lot of Americans, is why would one individual allow something like this to happen? And I don't know if you've ever read the Communist Manifesto, but how you bring a free nation to a capitalist nation is by this way of, you know, jurisdiction. So I feel that's what's happening. What do you think?
What? Well, I agree with you, because look at all the people who are coming in. You mentioned, you know, these people coming in from foreign nations, even in Central America, South America, you know, who have already been overtaken by the communists. People from Argentina and Venezuela and Cuba, and they come here to America and go, what are you guys thinking? This is what happened to our country. We left our country because we thought you guys were free and safe. And we're finding out that it's just more of the same. So, yes, I'm on the same page with you, Nicole. We've got to go to a quick break. More from Nicole after this.
Stay with us. The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Nicole McCaw is with us. She's a producer and host of Border Wars, associated with Epoch Times. You know, Nicole, some people say Epoch, but it's more Epoch, You know, I've heard it said in different ways, but I say epic times. I was, as I mentioned to you, when it first came out, I was just so impressed with the journalistic quality and the presentation. You know, and I felt like the quality reporting, and they've just done a great job. I mean, whether, you know, like in your case, doing a deep dive in the border, helping you understand what's going on in the border, January 6th, COVID, they've attacked those issues that people of America are, you know, inquisitive about, feel like we've been dumbed down. We haven't been given the whole truth and nothing but. But you guys continue to be committed to pursuing the truth. And that's what this radio show is all about, too, Nicole, is that we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. That's our commitment to our audience.
Absolutely. I think it's important, especially at the Nuremberg trials from World War II, learned that the media is a weapon. It truly is. And it can really hurt people and keep them in a place. That's why I created this film in a way. Like, we went to the kids in cages. We interviewed the guy that was supposedly whipping migrants on a horse, and they showed me the original footage. I met the gentleman. He's a Minuteman outside of his regular job, which means he patrols the border on private property. And he told me and, you know, shared with me his experience on what happened with that individual who was from Nigeria trying to come in illegally. He was actually berating an animal. And which belongs to the police. So now you're messing with the actual police equipment. That's a very serious offense, especially when it comes from, you know, Mayorkas. Let's talk about him, right? Mm-hmm. We're trying to get him impeached. Mm-hmm. The first thing he did when he got put in place of power is he dissolved the database. So we can't check who's coming into the country. We cannot. Wow. So far, there's been 16.5 million illegals that have been allowed in January of 2021.
16.5 million?
This is according to the Center of Immigration Agency. Todd Benson is featured. He's a 25-year border specialist analyst, and he is in my film, and he talks about his experience going with the jihadists, their camps, what happened. He's incredible, and he talks about the cells of people coming in. It took 19 people to bring down 9/11.
Yes,
this is
exactly.
What the example I would just like to use, right?
Yes.
We don't need to get into 9/11, the story, but we'll just use this as an example. So we had a caravan of 25,000 people. You're telling me out of 25,000, everyone is touting our Constitution and, you know, 1 through 10 Bill of Rights? No, they're not. They're here with malevolent intent.
You know, without a doubt. And here you are from all these countries, estimated in excess of 160 countries that are represented and people crossing the border. You're saying 16 million, you know, whenever they talk about Joe Biden's immigration invasion, they talk in terms of 6 to 8 million. And you're talking twice as much as what they're reporting. Why is there such a huge discrepancy? I mean, people doubt the numbers anyway, but I'm curious how you were able to arrive to 16 million as opposed to the, I guess, the generally accepted 8 million that you hear in the mainstream media.
So when I originally saw the numbers and then versus what we've seen in person, that's when I decided to reach out to Todd Benson and talk to him about how they calculate their numbers. Now, the numbers we see are underreported, he said, by minimum margin of 45%. Now, he said those numbers do not include the gotaways that have already crossed into the country, and then the ones that they're currently experiencing, which are about 60,000 per month. So this is where I got the number 16.5. So these numbers come from the Center of Immigration Agency. It isn't something that I just, you know, because it's a serious accusation, and I think they're not being reported accurately because it would prove that they are destroying the country, and 98% of these politicians don't have a future.
Well, you know,
so I think
the thing, you know, I want to bring back into perspective here, because we talked about initially when you and I first connected, is that Joe Biden seems as obsessed about, you know, he's more concerned about climate change than he is securing our border. And This recent report from Fox News revealed the General Services Administration is set to use $1 billion in taxpayer funds in an effort to make America's northern and southern borders more climate friendly. I mean, what does that have to do with border security?
That is absolutely incredible that he would say that they would use climate change. Okay, let's talk about that, actually. Let's do a couple fun things here. I'll share a little bit with you. When we got to the border, you know, right before that, we kept hearing, you know, Greta, that little girl who's always angry.
Yes, and Greta Thunberg. I know. Poor thing. I think her head's going to explode one day. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I would love for her to go to the border and look at the amount of trash, diapers.
Exactly.
The grotesqueness, the smell. We found shipping containers of people, and one of them, there's dead children in a shipping container. How about that, Mr. Biden? How about the children dying in the shipping containers from the heat? A child was in his underwear, and he was dead. His father was trying to protect his body from the people inside the shipping container. That's what's happening at our border, Greta. That's what's happening at our border. A new bill that's being introduced that they're trying to get passed is one that says all the illegals coming in will be counted for, so the reps for each state will be increased due to the illegals coming in, because they need representation as well. So
this
is true, right?
Right.
But we were called conspiracy theorists when we said this is about the vote 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, this is all played out. I mean, everything, this administration in the last 3.5 years, at every turn, they've lied to us. Whether we're talking, you know, COVID, the border, our national security, energy independence, the whole climate issue, everything that comes out of their mouth is deception. And unfortunately, the mainstream media doesn't care about holding them accountable and challenging them. Although it's interesting now, they're trying to, do a little bit of a dance and try to hold on to some credibility regarding President Biden's lack of acuity and his mental deficiency. They're all trying to, you watch the language now and how they're trying to back up so that all of a sudden, you know, they don't get surprised. But they've already missed that boat. I mean, they've missed it for a long time. And they're just hoping the American people, you know, going back to what we talked about in the first segment, is most of them just aren't paying attention and they just give them a pass. But they've been reporting all along that he's sharp as a tack and he's doing all these great things for our country. And nobody's seeing it, whether it's Bidenflation, Bidenomics. I mean, you know, go right on down the line. There's a lot of pain here in River City, you know, brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
Absolutely. You know, something so interesting is that we have 11 ports of entry for legal citizenship, 11 ports of entry. So if you had good intent, if you wanted to come in and be protected because you're being persecuted for your faith, like in China, if you practice Falun Gong, you know, you're arrested because you want to meditate and don't want to be a part of the Communist Party. So you're being trafficked in your organs and things like that. So I get it. You know, 100% I can understand how that's a legitimate thing. But when you have individuals that have already been exported and they're coming back in because they know they're going to make money, this is where we need to have the wisdom and discernment to truly protect the world's people. And we have that. We totally do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, you're thinking that we have a reasonable government. It's clear we don't. I mean, because, right? I mean, and this is how painful the reality of this is. What it's all come down to is that they're serving a whole nother agenda. This is not about America or Americans and our standing in the world. And as you said, in terms of doing no harm and trying to help really truly be an agency of freedom and democracy for other people. You know, they've done everything they can to destroy this country and destroy the whole idea, the American idea. Nicole, thank you for being with us.
Of what you find, a total wine and more, the soul. much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
News update. Local law enforcement officers in Texas will not be able to arrest suspected illegal immigrants, at least not yet. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding an earlier stay on the controversial state law. Gas prices once again on the rise. USA's John Schaefer.
According to AAA, the national average price on Monday was $3.47, marking a 7-cent increase from the previous week. The spike in gas prices played a significant role in the inflation reports last week, which were worse than anticipated.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is alive.
Several Russian outlets ran with the news of the king's supposed death using an announcement dated March 18th that featured the palace seal. The palace and several British embassies issued statements denying the reports a month after it was announced that the king had been diagnosed with cancer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Great information there from Nicole McCaw, producer and host of Border Wars, talking about the reality of what's going on the border. I mean, there's just so much misreporting going on. But she's been there, you know, unlike our vice president, who is the, the border czar, supposedly. Nicole has been there and she's interviewed people. And that's a shocking number. And this is a verified number that she has been able to determine here, that we're talking, the mainstream media is talking in terms of, anyway, 7-8 million. She says her numbers are adding up to 16. So you add the 16 on top of the 15-20 already. I mean, we're talking huge numbers here of illegal migrants coming into the country. And we'll be sure to have Nicole back again. Look forward to continuing our conversation. My good buddy Jeff Kemp joins us now. He is, of course, a former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill.
Well, as we, are coming into the fifth week of Lent, Jesus has been preparing his apostles and followers as to what is to come. And they're shocked to realize, they're still kind of holding on to this narrative that Jesus is come as the conquering Savior. And he is, but not in their terms, certainly not the way the Father had intended Jesus' first appearance here on this earth. And here he is. He's about to endure the most severe human punishment ever invented, crucifixion. And this is really shocking to his apostles and disciples at this time. And when you put yourself in their shoes, and what Jesus is about to endure, because, you know, crucifixion, I mean, was probably about the most heinous way in which you could execute somebody. I mean, this was a very slow, agonizing, painful death that the Romans used to send out a message, and that they were in charge, and they were going to dehumanize their victims to such a level that, you know, would scare the heck out of anybody else. I mean, the last thing you'd ever want to do is be crucified, right?
Oh, yes. It was shameful. And, you know, it says in the Bible that Jesus despised the shame. That means he put up with and didn't protect his pride. He let himself experience the public humiliation of a crucifixion, which is what happens to the least of all Roman citizens or inhabitants. Not to mention the outrageous, brutal pain of the slow suffering that they designed in the crucifixion process. And then that's not even the worst. The worst is that the sin of every human being for all time, the rebellion from God, the pride, the selfishness, the, hey, we don't want to do it your way, God, even though you're good and kind and perfect. We want to do it our way. And we know how much evil there is in the world. As we look at the terrorism, as we look at the genocide, as we look at war, as we look at rape, as we look at sexual trafficking, we know that Jesus took all of that sin upon him, accepted the punishment for it, and was literally separated from his Father for the first time ever during those moments of his death until he was resurrected. He did that for us. And the challenge for the disciples, and I think I would have been the same way, not understanding it very well, was they thought it was for a temporary political, cultural victory on earth, you know, for the rest of their 30-year lives or whatever. Jesus said, this is for an eternal kingdom victory.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what you're talking
about. I'm not worried about your 70, 80 years of existence here on earth. We're talking eternity.
Jesus said at the beginning when he showed up, he says, I bring you the kingdom of God. It was as if he won a spiritual battle at the beginning and brought us the kingdom of God, which is shalom and peace inside of us, relationally with God, no matter what our circumstances are.
Exactly.
But he also brought the future perfect kingdom. It just hadn't been fulfilled yet. And that's why he said, I'm going to come back again. And in the meantime, I'll send my Holy Spirit to be with all of you followers of mine, all you born-again believers in Jesus Christ, all my children. The Holy Spirit will be with you, and you can have overcoming victory in the midst of the problems of this world, which, you know, they'll continue for a while until his return. So I think what you wanted to talk about this morning was reminding all of our listeners that, yes, Jesus is real and he can help you in your circumstance, but he's bigger than that. He's going to give eternal solutions. And right now, you are experiencing spiritual solutions of freedom and forgiveness with God.
The other thing, too, Jeff, I wanted to accomplish in our conversation was to get us to have a Selah moment. You know, pause just a moment and think about the suffering that Jesus took upon himself. You mentioned, you know, the sins. I mean, here he is, the purity of the Son of God, without sin. Suddenly he is, he's bathed in the sin of all humanity. He is the scapegoat,
right?
I mean, everything is placed on him. And what?
The sacrificial
and
like lamb.
And what that must have, you know, how that must have impacted him. I mean, even so much that even in anticipation of what was going on, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's sweating blood, Jeff. He's sweating blood in anticipation of what's going on. And also at the same time, understanding that the apostles and his disciples that he's been mentoring and bringing along the way, what this was going to do for them. And I guess I just wanted to you know, put ourselves as much as possible. Because sometimes, you know, we look at the movie like Passion of the Christ, and you know, that 20-minute scourging scene is just incredible. It's heartbreaking to watch. But, you know, it's one thing to see it on the screen, but yet another thing altogether when you are the one being scourged. There's no, you know, as Jim Caviezel would say, there's no, you know, there's no armor that's protecting you as you're being scourged. You know, it's all part of the movie magic of it all. Although Jim Caviezel said that there was an errant strike on him, and that just that errant strike alone had just really strained him out, and it was just so painful, you know, down to his very soul. He said that's how, and you imagine that Jesus was repeatedly scourged, and there was nothing to protect him. It's just, he is, his back is exposed, and they're just slicing him up, and he's taking all this pain for us. And and our takeaway is that Jesus took this for our healing. You know, by his stripes we are healed. I mean, for him to suffer and go through that, Jeff, and to take it, and to really consider that, and I guess that's what I was doing this week. I pressed into that and that experience a little bit more to say, okay, Lord, help me understand and feel what you must have been enduring during that period of time.
And I hope people attach that voluntary sacrifice to be scourged, to be whipped, to be beaten, and then to bear the cross and suffer as the scapegoat and pay for all our sin. That was an act of love.
Yes.
We can't earn God's love. He already loved us. So let's see it even larger as we come to the end of Lent and celebrate Easter, which will come soon.
Yeah, I mean, here it is, our most holy day of our faith. Easter Sunday is just around the corner. And of course, in this Holy Week coming up, there will be shouts of Hosanna. And Jesus will be coming into Jerusalem on a donkey, as he knows what's next, that he's on a trajectory that he can't stop. And it's a fulfillment of all prophecy and a fulfillment of the salvation of God's creation. Unbelievable.
Let's have him come into our heart.
Amen. Jeff Kemp, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
God bless.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'll tell you, this month is flying. Actually, this year already, right? I mean, we're already past St. Patrick's Day, Easter around the corner, and of course, and then right after that, the kids will be graduating. It is just flying by us. It is time for us to check out and check in with the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, who's joining us with the latest viral videos. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you? Okay, Sam, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go. Here we are. I always feel better whenever I introduce you and then you answer me back. There's the sense of comfort that we have connected. Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, good. Yeah, everyone. Sometimes I just think you play with me. You just go, okay, I'm not going to answer him just to see what he says and what he does.
I'm going to try out a different voice or something next time. Just pretend to be a totally different person.
You see, you don't. I mean, you could have lots of fun with radio folk, because radio folk we're not used to what they call dead air. You know, I grew up in the days when there always had to be something happening. You just could not have emptiness or quiet. You know, it just created. So you know, you can have fun with radio folk that way. Is that you know, when you expect to be on and just not say nothing and just watch them freak out.
Send you into a panic.
Well, you figure, okay, what do we do now? You know, it's like, and it's not like we can do shadow puppets or here, because it is radio. And so you just have to fill the space. But anyway, just a little bit of radio trivia in the meantime. This first story that want to talk about is regarding college students raising thousands of dollars to help a security guard visit his family in Nigeria. How cool. What happened here?
That's right. So, and this is in Providence, Rhode Island. Students living at Raymond Hall decided to help James Mungagi, or Mungagi, if I could get my tongue tied or untied. He's an overnight security guard for the building, and they found out that he hasn't been able to been home. I'm sorry, Paxton's feeling a little steady. Yeah, okay. He doesn't want to repeat that error either.
Exactly. Thanks, Pax. All right. Okay.
So this is an overnight. James is an overnight security guard for the building, and he hasn't been able to visit his family in Nigeria in 10 years. It's just something he couldn't afford. And when one of the students, Brandon, found out, he decided to start a GoFundMe. This is back on actually on leap day on February 29th. And so the whole building ends up joining in, and they raised the $3,000. Wow. And the video of the students giving this to him goes viral. You know, they just kind of walk up to him and they're like, you know, we heard, we know that you haven't been able to visit your family in 10 years and you just mean so much to us. And you can just, you kind of tell that the security guard's trying not to get his hopes up. James is sitting there like, is this what I think it is?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Then they surprise him, and I can't think of a better gift than getting to go see your family. You know, I can't imagine going 10 years without seeing mine. And I'm thankful that he's getting to go home. That must break your heart a little bit every time to be.
Well, it does, and then you've got, you know, the compassion of these college students to have enough sympathy for someone, you know, to, you know, come alongside, because here's this security guard probably making minimum wage, but he's there to serve a purpose. And, you know, and that's great that the college kids appreciated this. And what a great gift, and something that I'm sure that the security guard will remember for the rest of his life, to have, you know, this kind of act of kindness, you know, extended to him. But, you know, hey, look at, just think about when he goes back to Nigeria and sees his family, and, you know, how the word must spread about the generosity of America's college students, right?
Oh, yeah, I just can't. I'm sure that his family will be very surprised and touched to hear that the gift of their lost loved one coming home is from a bunch of college students. You know, college students aren't exactly known for having a lot of disposable income. So for them to take this money and, like, not only make the effort, but put some of their money aside, you know, it's just really a sweet thing.
But you got to know, and we talked about that, I think we touched on this last week, Sam, is that, you know, when you do something for a family member, the family itself will just be so endeared to you for doing that. Boy, I'll tell you, if you want to endure yourself to me, do something for my kids, you know, and
for sure.
Kindness extended to my kids, you know, that's just, you just, and so here it is, thousands of miles away, this Nigerian family is going to have great feelings and emotions toward these college students that extended this kind of kindness to their family member. This next story is about the happiest man in the world. A former UFC champ awakes after a heroic rescue. What happened here, Sam?
So that's right. So Mark Coleman, you know, this happened on Thursday when he called himself the happiest man in the world. He was a former UFC champ. He's visiting his elderly parents, and it's overnight, and his Rottweiler, known as Little Hammer, woke him up during the house fire. And he was so you wake up, your elderly parents, your dog, you're in a house fire. I can't even imagine anything scarier. You know, it's like, if it's just you, your stuff, you just get out and you just be thankful to get out. But having loved ones trapped inside, especially elderly parents who can't just, you know, they're not just going to be able to jump out.
Right.
So he ends up going into the house multiple times, pulling out his parents, and he doesn't think he's going to be able to make it. He actually was not able to get one of his dogs out, which was sad, but he ends up, you know, being in the hospital himself, and he's asleep, and he wakes up, and the first thing he finds out is his parents are alive, and he's just like, I'm just the happiest man in the world. And I think, you know, that's one of those right places, right time things. Where he happens to be. I just can't imagine how it would have turned out if he hadn't been there for his parents when he was. And been a strong guy like he is. You know, I always think, I wish I had the strength like that so I could help people the way a really strong, big guy is able to do it. Because, you know, I'm sure he's able to lift his parents quite easily. And you kind of like wonder if this guy's going to have a future in fighting fighters.
Right, or some other, but yeah, what an experience, and the fact that he was there, and how often do we talk about that? The right person, the right time, right? In a moment like that.
And you know, he's just the happiest man in the world, just to have his parents still be alive, and I think his attitude says a lot about who he is.
Yeah, without a doubt. This next story is about two organizations converting a hotel into homes for veterans in St. Augustine.
That's right. So down in St. Augustine, this hotel, like these two different organizations bought the hotel The Old Town Hotel Inn, they used a $2.4 million grant. $3 million of the dollars was given, and then they used $2.4 million to do it. This is from the Department of Florida. The Florida Departments of Veteran Affairs. And there's 21 rooms, and there's actually already two veterans that are staying there. And what they do is they've drastically reduced the amount of rent so that these guys, when they're just, because, you know, housing market has gotten really, really, really high lately.
It's through the roof. Exactly. I mean, you know, supply, demand. I know. It's crazy. You're exactly right. Yeah.
And so some of these guys, and, you know, these are like our nation's heroes that are having trouble getting back on their feet. So this place, you know, this just seems like such a good idea to me, something that maybe they could do around the country, because there's, you see, like, abandoned hotels or
different places
that could be put to better use. And it's like, who better for than our veterans? I like to see stories where we're focusing on helping them. Sometimes I think people think these guys are so tough. You know, they'll figure it out. Like, they've got job experience. Like, they're, like, you know, I know that.
Yeah, they're used to sleeping on the ground in a tent and all that. But you know, sometimes in these situations, as they make that conversion into civilian life, it can be very difficult for them, and so they need help. You know, and especially, and I was talking with one guy. I mean, that's all he knew was the military. He didn't, and then all of a sudden he had to take care of himself. Well, he's been in the military for, you know, over 20 years, and it was a mad scramble for him. It took him a while to make that transition, and like you, most people, like you were saying, most people think, well, these guys are military, you know, these are adults. They know better, right? No, they don't. Not necessarily. And this is a way local communities can come together and help out. So what a great idea for these veterans to be able to work together and help other veterans. Now, we got time for another story here. This miraculous survival of a family, including a 2-year-old, escapes unharmed after a plane crash. After a plane crash? Wow.
That's right. So this is in Whitehorn, California. Two parents, 38 years old, and their daughter, 2 years old. They were in a plane coming from another part of the state. And 5 minutes after takeoff, their engine experiences catastrophic failure. So, you know, no matter what the pilot did, he could not fix it. So they actually had a built-in, it was like a built-in parachute built into this plane.
Paxi's all animated this morning. He's just really revved up. You see? No need to apologize. It's a Samantha and Paxi show right now, so that's okay.
That's all good. he's wanting to talk. I swear he's going to be on the radio himself soon.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, I think this is the most animated he's ever been since we've been on, all, you know, for the last year plus, right?
That's right. We're going to have somebody watch him next week. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, just keep him on. He can fill in the dead space. We won't have any dead air with him around. That's for sure.
That's right.
So this family did survive, and 2-year-old, and wow, what an experience, huh?
Barely any scratches, because you can see a picture of the plane landing with a parachute attached. It's like a built-in system. It's pretty amazing. It's kind of one of those things you hear about small planes crashing all the time. I hope they can build.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach